There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, live Ashburn, VA. Stream is up and running. We're going to get Logan in the stream here in a minute. B is out today. Logan is joining us. As we do every morning, we say hello to the first commenter in the stream. Logan, you probably have no idea who are the folks that comment. You want to guess who was the first?
What?
Shout out to Rashawn Baker. Rashawn got the first comment today. Thanks for watching.
Does he comment like all the time? Is that what's going on?
A lot of people comment all the time. Mm-hmm. Like the chat function on our YouTube page is like its own little community. Seriously, it's like it's policed. It's got. It's a wild place, but I just always like to say good morning to the first person that comments because I can't really keep up with all
of it.
It's
just too many.
Well, and dude, we got a show to do also, yeah. Right? So I appreciate that they're all there and it's fun to watch, but always the first person gets the good morning from me. I did a podcast last night with Mitch Tischler, the Beltway Football Podcast. Check that out wherever you get them.
Mitch.
I asked this question, and I want to ask you. I'm going to give you four options. Are you familiar with the American game of baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm familiar with baseball. It's a good question, though.
Okay, good. So, in baseball, lots of options, right? Commanders make this trade yesterday for Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
You have 100 chips to tell me how you think this trade will play out. Is it a home run, a ground rule double, an out, or a GIDP? Is this grounding into a double play to end an inning? So those are your options. You have 100 chips to divide it up. If it's easier for you, I'll give you mine to set an example.
Yeah, go ahead. I think I got it, but yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, I think I got like 60 chips home run, maybe 20 chips ground rule double. Mm-hmm. I think there's an 80% chance this works out well to very well. And then I got to go 10 and 10 the other ways because there are some injuries. There are some lingering issues. What if you give all this up and then the contract goes sideways and you decide to get out of it, right? Like, we can't be naive or too simplistic to suggest that there aren't other possible scenarios. But overwhelmingly, I believe the scenarios are going to work out really well.
Yeah, so I think I'd say in terms of like home run grand slam, it's probably 30 chips.
Okay.
I think 40 chips ground rule double. I think it's going to be a solid move kind of. Regardless, and then 20. What was it? What's the 20?
Just a regular old out pop
and then,
fly.
Yeah, 10 is that it's a total dumpster fire. Yeah, I really think this is like I'm a big believer that like trades in season are rarely like grand slam home runs, but I do think this makes the team significantly better. And like assuming that he's the right type of guy, the right kind of fit, he kind of meshes with the locker room. You know, I think that you make this decision knowing you got Bobby Wagner here, a guy that has done it and dealt with different personalities over the course of his career, can manage, you know, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but manage, you know, a bad guy or a good guy really, really well. So I think like he's going to integrate fairly well and pick up the defense well. He's been around a long time. So again, like corner, and again, that's the other thing. Corner is a tough position, I think, to evaluate cross scheme. And I think it makes it a little bit more risky because how many times have we seen a corner go from
think about William Jackson.
William Jackson or Nnamdi Asamoah going from Oakland to Philly. They are very scheme dependent. They are very coaching dependent. And again, Marshawn's done it all. He's played man. He's played zone. He's got a plethora of experience, and I trust Joe Witt Jr., his experience and pedigree with corners, so I think it's all going to work out. But I do think there's a little bit of, yeah, I'm not as confident it's going to be a knockout grand slam home run. It's, you know, ground rule double feels the right kind of thing to me.
I kind of think too much is being made of this. What, if any, significance do you think that he played at Ohio State with McLaurin and Noah Brown?
I don't really think it's a huge deal. I think,
it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I think, you know, maybe they go, hey, do you like this guy? And they're like, oh, yeah, I love, you know, Marshall, right. And he's awesome. But I don't think, I think with a staff like the one that Adam Peters has compiled, and I think with Adam Peters' background, like, he has many, many connections in the scouting community and the coaching community. Like, he knows the offensive coordinator in New Orleans, and he was with him last year in San
Francisco. Kubiak, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, obviously, if you're looking for relationships, like, of people that you know and you trust, I'm sure that's one of the phone calls you make. And I'm sure there's a million other people that he knows. So I think you probably defer to coaches over players. But, again, I'm sure they were like, hey, do you like this guy? And they were probably like, yeah, he's awesome. And it makes it happen, so.
To quote the great New Jersey philosophers, naughty by nature, there's no room for relationships. There's just room to hit it. I think what what the Commanders are trying to build here, I think they, like us, like everyone watching, like I'm a big believer in trying to mesh analytical detail with just the eye test. Like, sometimes what you see is factual, right? Despite whatever advanced numbers. I mean, hell, you can look at some stuff from yesterday, and, like, numbers can tell you one thing, but what actually happens is not always the same case, right? I think the eye test made pretty clear they had to improve their secondary.
100%.
And I think if you get Lattimore, you're probably not getting the 2017-2018 version of him. That's just the reality. But if you get 85-90% of that, you've made your team significantly better.
No, 100%. I think when you look at, when you watch the film, talking about the eye test, like, he's still a guy that has tremendous click and close ability. He's got tremendous instincts, tremendous feel. He's a really competitive tackler still, you know, at this point in his career, which is a little unusual for corner. So I think he's, in terms of player, I think this is 100% what you're looking for. And I don't think you, like, I trust Adam Peters' talent evaluation. Like, I think you just go back to the draft, go back to the free agency process. Like, I don't want to say he doesn't miss, because it's still pretty early in the process, but he's got a track record of picking good football players. And notice I said football players, right? Guys that understand the physicality, the work element, the what it takes to be successful.
Just look at the moves in August.
Yeah. Dude, 100%.
You trade away Jahan, you trade away Ridgeway. Those two moves largely allowed you to make this deal for Lattimore now. Just the guys, you bring in Noah Brown when Houston releases him. Mm-hmm. All the injuries they've had down there. Diggs is out. I don't know if Collins is back yet, but, like, they would love to have Noah Brown still on their roster. Just Seibert and knowing the type of people. And then,
well, even how he handled the kicking thing, right? You bring in a kicker kind of on a tryout, so to speak. You try out a whole bunch of guys, and knowing that, hey, this isn't the right fit, and then moving on to the next one until you get it right. And how many times have we been covering this team or played for this team where they stuck with somebody a little bit longer than they should, and it negatively affects the outcome for the season? So, again, like, I trust him. Because everything he's done so far, you talk about grand slam, double, like, it's been a grand slam. Like, he has just hit it every single time. So, 100%. With this, like, when I watch the film, I trust my eye, and I know that Marshawn's a good player, but I know, I feel even better about it because I know what Adam saw in it, too.
Well, and just going one step further, what Quinn has built inside that locker room. Because AP is the tone setter for the organization, right? And and he's certainly the personnel guy. But DQ was asked earlier this week, maybe on Monday, hey, are you worried at all if there is a trade, could that mess up the chemistry? And it's a valid question because clearly they've got something cooking right now. And he said, at our core, we're about competition. And if we add somebody else, that just increases the competition. And I think everybody in that locker room believes that and will buy into that.
Yeah. No, I think that's 100% right. You know, when I played for Dan in Atlanta, like, that was something that we talked about all the time. Like, don't shy away from us bringing new people in. Like, lean into it, right? Because, like, ultimately competition, if you're wired the right way, is going to make you better. And I think that's ultimately what you're looking at here. And again, like we talked about, you know, Marshawn, whatever type of guy he is, he doesn't have to be a leader. He doesn't have to be anything, because you've got leaders here. You've got guys that kind of have established the culture that Dan wants. And I think he's just got to kind of fall in line. And again, like we talked about how tactically on paper this should elevate everybody in the room. And I think the competition element is another component that's really valuable here too, right? Is sometimes in the middle of the season, it gets a little stagnant. So people talk about it being deleterious or negative. I think this could also be extremely positive because it kind of reinvigorates, remotivates, refocuses a roster and says, oh, man, now we can do all these things that Joe Wood wants to do. Or, hey, I'm now as St. Juiced, I have something to aspire to. I have something to work toward to kind of continue to push myself. So there's a lot of really positive things that come from changing things, I think, also.
Hey, Jeff, were you one of the ones calling this situation deleterious? That sounds like you, Jeff.
I don't even know what that means.
Neil Green joins us next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.